Well, Matteo, to get started, to look back on maybe your inspiration, you know, like being in Italy as a child, what inspired you to create when it comes to, you know, drawing and making characters? What kind of inspired you?
Yeah, my father's painter. And I always saw him painting stuff and using colors and drawing and stuff like that. But so that's kind of in the family. When I grew up, I got passionate with comics, starting from Mickey Mouse to mangas, and I was watching anime and cartoons. So I always loved the kind of illustration and characters. I always find it funny, and I had a bit of talent that I tried to develop, and I worked like I was trying to do my own character on stuff. And so I grew up wanted to try to do it for a living. And when I did that, I started to learn how to move and to get an education about that. And I live in a city that is famous for comic artists in Italy, and there are some good schools. And I took a small course of 9 months about comics, but that got me started on the basis. And from then on, I went on my own and trying. But my main drive is looking at other artists and what they do. I simply I'm a big fan. So first of all, I'm a fan. So, and I want to do like my idols do. So this is my main drive. Okay. Yeah.
When you speak on, you know, the city that you came from, having a lot of artists and a lot of creators in the comic book world, for those that don't know, to share your city in Italy and share kind of maybe some of the stories or pieces that you remember as a child that made you so excited about the work.
I live in Bologna, in Italy, and we had about the 70s. There was a big movement of underground artists, comic book artists. Some of them are not famous abroad, but Andrea Pazienza is one of the most famous in Italy for underground artists, and he is almost a genius, but an underdog genius. So growing in a city where there are some big figure like that, it makes comics seem less for childs, which is some in Italy. Living as a comic book artist, when you tell someone, they always look at you like, oh, really? Do you live about that? And because everybody immediately think about children's and children's stuff. So while in my city there is a culture about comics, so, and we had comic book stores, yeah. And this get things moving, and young guys like me grew up seeing books and comics from all over the world, from France, from USA, from Japan. And if you have access to that kind of library, your mind gets moving, and you get a lot of influences, and you can buy stuff from everywhere. So it is a good thing to have such. My city is not that big, but it is not that small not to have this kind of source, this kind of culture. So it was a good city to live in as a comic book artist.
When you say that you're a fan first, and you know, for people listening in, hopefully they hear it in your voice, but I saw the excitement. You kind of jumped and you smiled and you said, you know, you love being a fan and a fan first. So who are you really a fan of that you loved growing up that you still love today?
There are so many. If I have to stick to comic book artists, because otherwise if there's art, the list is too big. But if I have to stick to comic book artists, I think I started late with comics, American comics.
Yeah.
Because before I loved the French comics and Japanese comics, the art that strike me most at first is sitting down there, and it's Adam Hughes. For me, when I saw his work, it was like mind blowing, and because his art is very linked to traditional art like Rockwell or Alphonse Mucha, and it was a bit of a bridge to the American industry.
Yeah.
So I started to like his work and to try to do the same. Right now I get influences from everybody around here that are my idols. So it's so good to be sitting here. Lately, the artist I believe is one of the biggest amazing artist in the world is Stuart Immonen, and I love his work, and I think he's absolutely mind-blowing.
As far as characters go, of the characters that you've been able to work on and bring to life through illustration, what can you say about working with these characters, and which characters were maybe the biggest challenge, which ones you enjoyed the most, just what you've taken away from the characters you've been able to bring to life?
Yeah. Most challenging, it was Iron Man. That was my first ever, my first gig in Marvel. Was Iron Man for a Marvel Marvel Adventures series, and I'm more of a not very tech kind of artist, and doing his armor was very difficult to stay. How do you say? Well, to do it the same in every panel was very difficult, and it was my first job in Marvel, so it was like everything, things, single different difficult things that you can think of, put in one place and with the deadlines, and that was like very, very difficult. But I did my best, and if I look at that book now, it's simply horrible for me, because I improved a lot from there. But that was the most difficult. The one I'm linked to and I like the most right now is obviously Deadpool, because it's 3-4 years that I'm working on it, and I've drawn it so much that it's like I can do it like with my eyes folded, blindfolded. but there are some like in Marvel Adventures, I did a run on the origins of Spider-Man, and I loved it. I love drawing Spider-Man and all his body movements, and he is a great character. I'd love to draw him again, as I'd also like to draw Thor, because I love fantasy, so I think it might be nice to try it someday, so we'll see.
Besides Thor, is there any other characters that you haven't worked on, but you'd really love the challenge of?
I'd love to do a group, probably. As a kid, one of my beloved group was the X-Men. I would love to draw them, really love to draw them. And also, I'd like to develop one of my characters, maybe one day for like Image or something like that. That's something that I'm aiming to one day, but talking about given characters, probably the X-Men. But I'm thinking a bit too much about Marvel, so maybe DC. I'd love to draw Superman, because when I first came to New York, because I won a flight there, and I was very young, but I was already drawing.
How old were you? Do you remember?
Like 18, I think. Just 18. And we went from Italy with like 4 or 5 pages of art, and we directly go ringing the bell of a Marvel building to show them our stuff, and they brought us in and they showed us the office. It was the old office, so it was like 2008? No. Wow, a lot of years ago. A lot of years ago. No. But, well, anyway, we showed them our stuff, and one of my pages was a Superman. And since I was in Marvel Studio, in Marvel office, I didn't want to show them, but it was my best page. So when the editor saw it, he wanted to see all the pages I did of Superman, and they said that those were the pages he loved most. So and I like the character, and I like drawing it, so maybe for DC Comics, Superman would be cool.
So you win a flight to New York, and you just brought all your work with you.
Yeah.
And like you said, you went to the Marvel building, uninvited.
Yeah.
Knock it on the door, and they let you come in and saw your work.
Exactly. It was a lot of time ago. I'm sure right now they don't do that again. But maybe they were compassionate, because they saw like 3 guys from Italy, clueless about what they were asking, and it was so cool. It was so cool, and it's cooler that after like 15 years later, I started to actually work for Marvel. So it amazed me. Actually, it was 2000, right? I remember now. So it amazed me that after all that time, I tried to improve until I was worthy of Marvel.
And lastly, for you, totally outside of the world of comics, but I have to ask, and I know my family would want to know, in Italy, since my parents have not been there, they were not born in Italy, so everybody wants to go back. What can you say about the food? What can you say about maybe some of your best pieces? If you were to go there and had never been there before, what type of food should they look for, and what type of experience would you give as advice for Italy?
All right. Well, I love my country, and I think there's so much to see, because from north to south it changes very much. Well, the food is good from north to south. So for like in the north they're more like meat and stuff like that, while on the south they're more like fish and something like that. But we have an incredible kind of food, so I love it. So obviously, but you should try obviously pasta. We have so many kind of pasta, so you definitely have to try it. If you're in the south, you have to, and in Naples you should try pizza, as the Naples type of pizza. That's very good. My region, that's Emilia Romagna, is the central region. We have so many good first plate, and it's very, very, very nice. Very nice. You should definitely go visit Italy. The history that it never gets boring, never anywhere.